What things bring you comfort? What are you grateful for? As human beings, it is easy for us to get caught up in things. We like to be able to see things, to touch things, to hear things, to smell things. And so, things like our homes can bring us comfort. We like things that are beautiful. In the gospel reading, the people around Jesus was commenting about the temple. As a community, the temple brought them comfort. And just like the Jewish people who spent their resources to help build the temple, Christians over the centuries did the same thing by using their resources to build beautiful churches, cathedrals, and basilicas. We have done the same thing right here in our parish by coming together to build this church building for Our Lady of the Black Hills Parish community. We spent our resources to create a beautiful worship space using brass and granite and stained glass and wood. In our broader community, we come together to build things like the school across the road. And almost 100 years ago, people came together to help construct Mount Rushmore. We build these things because in some way, whether we're willing to admit it or not to ourselves, they bring us comfort, that we are grateful for it. It is something that we can see and touch. It is something that is bigger than us. And yet, all these things Jesus tells us in the gospel will not last forever. Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." When asked about the signs, the things we will see when the time comes, he tells us about the conflicts, the wars, the earthquakes, and how we will be persecuted. But he also tells us, "Do not be terrified, that not a hair on your head will be destroyed." So as we come to the end of this church year, it is time for us to spend some time reflecting where we have placed our hope, our time, and our resources. It is time to recognize everything we have is a gift from God. God loves us so much that he gave us the gift of his Son, who died on the cross for each of us. How Jesus established the church continued to give himself in the Eucharist at every Mass. This is a time for us to acknowledge all of God's gifts to us by returning just a portion of these things, these gifts, back to God. As Deacon John invited us to do last week, to prayerfully consider giving a charitable contribution to the Diocese of Rapid City, now is the time to make that commitment. Today we are conducting the 2020 Annual Diocesan Appeal. First off, I want to thank all of you on behalf of Father Andrzej and myself for all the sacrificial generosity to this appeal over the years. Thank you to those who have already responded to the recent mailing from our diocesan administrator, Father Michael Malloy, for this year's appeal. Your charitable contributions support the diocesan ministries that serve the people of our diocese. We must first help our parish, then the diocese, and thirdly, the worldwide church where we can. Everyone is responsible for helping our church. Together, we help ensure the church will be stronger for future generations. We accomplish this by mimicking Christ's sacrifice for us in our own lives. We can sacrifice a $2 cup of coffee once a week to generously give a $100 gift to help the church. Your charitable gifts fund approximately one-third of the annual operating budget of the diocese with funds raised by the 2020 Annual Diocesan Appeal. Examples of the diocesan ministries funded include seminarian and priest education, family faith formation, youth ministry, ministry formation, native ministry, Catholic social services, family life ministry, West River Catholic, religious education, marriage tribunal, office of the bishop, supporting our retired priests, and support the functions of these and the other Catholic ministries in our diocese. And so I'm going to ask the people that are handing out the envelopes to please start coming out. And I ask at least one member of each family to take one of the envelopes, even if you've already completed online, even if you've mailed it in already, please take an envelope to show your commitment. And as you get the envelopes, you will see there's a chart on there that actually lists some suggested contributions. And again, as see, Father Matt, who's a visitor, even if you're a visitor, if you're not part of the parish, still take one and fill it out, because you can put your own parish name on there. And so as you go around, as they come around, go ahead and start filling this out. What I ask you to do is on the top left on the envelope, fill that information out. It's got your name, if you're married, your spouse's name, your mailing address. Put all those that information in there.